First public hearing is conditional use number 1851, Steve Drummond.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for automotive repair to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5 acres, more or less, lying east of Fire Tower Road, also known as Road 479, 1,515 feet north of Route 9. On August 16th, the applicant provided an exhibit booklet. All the commissioners have copies, and it's an exhibit booklet for this application and includes a copy of the application form, a copy of the tax map of the area, a copy of a portion of the survey of the property showing the improvements, a Dell.com comments dated March 11, 2009, a copy of a violation notice for operating the business, a copy of the deed to the property, and suggested proposed findings of fact and conditions. On March 10th of 2009, Dell.com provided comments that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service A of Far Tower Road will not change as a result of this application. On August 17th of 2010, the Sussex Conservation District provided comments that there are 3 soil types on this property, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. On August 20th of 2010, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 4, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed to be utilized, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, that's all I've received to date on this application. That's all I have.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm representing the interests of Steve and Kathy Drummond, who are sitting to your right, my left. They are the owners and applicants for this particular project. Mr. Lank has reviewed with you the book that we submitted of our exhibits. Excuse me. The property in question is located on Fire Tower Road near Laurel, Delaware. It's about 1,500 feet from Route 9, and if you're going too fast like I did, you'll miss it, and you will wind up in Bridgeville. The site... you know, it's an automotive and engine repair shop, right? And I was thinking more about engines than signs. So,
must have been driving one of his race cars.
Well, no, I had Mr. Hutt helping me, and he's a terrific navigator.
Well, that explained it. Okay.
Yeah, you can take that up with Mr. Hutt on the next application, all right?
Not to say anymore.
Yep.
Move on, sir.
In any event, the property is located in an AR1 agricultural residential district and currently is used as an automotive repair shop. And as a result of that, Mr. Drummond was happily visited by an inspector from the Planning and Zoning Office and cited for a violation. The business in question has actually been in existence on the property since 2002. He and his wife acquired the property in 1999 and have been ongoing at this site, like I said, since 2002. At this particular site, they do automotive repair work for engines used in drag racing motors, vehicles, and they do primarily only engine work, although they do build chassis. No body work takes place. They're not doing any work for any private vehicles such as I might have or you might have that would require an oil change or repair of some kind. Their customer base is basically the type of person who owns an automobile or a race car or a drag car that's used at a drag strip or a racetrack. They use as their advertising base the internet and the local papers the focus on sport racing. Typically, a car brought in for work to Mr. Drummond is one that will have an engine in it. The engine will be removed. Depending upon the type of service work that needs to be done to it, the motor fluids will be removed, and in about 2 months, it will be reassembled, the car tested, and back on the track again. The area in question is a low-density area within the state strategies for spending and the comprehensive plan. There are no additional streets or roads that will be required as a result of this particular application. There is no stormwater management problems that will be attended to. The only waste problem that we have is the disposal of the motor oils and fluids that come from the engines, and those are currently stored on site until they're removed by a licensed hauler for disposal in accordance with the laws of the state of Delaware. On this particular property is the dwelling house that belongs to Mr. and Mrs. Drummond, where they and their six-year-old child live next to the property, and I believe there's also a swimming pool there. And no one else has been on that property. There are neighbors in close proximity. This is a single-family dwelling area. The lots are large. There are other properties that could be seen from the front of their driveway. But where this particular activity takes place is in a wooded area to the rear and behind their house, so that it not only cannot be seen from the road, it also buffers any sound that may come from work. The work itself is done inside the building. The building is air-conditioned. There are 16-foot bay doors to the rear and larger doors to the side to allow for vehicles to be disassembled and the engines brought in for repair work. Also stored on site during the repair period are the chassis to which the engines have been removed, and you also have storage trailers that have been used to bring some of the vehicles up. We have submitted to you all of the documentation that we have that relates to this. DLDOT has spoken to the issue. You've heard from the county engineer. And at this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Drummond to come forward and simply affirm that what we've had to say about the site is true and correct. So if you'd step up, Mr. Drummond. You are Steve Drummond?
Correct.
And you are familiar with the application that I've just addressed to the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Yes.
And everything that I have said on your behalf is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And for what it's worth, your wife allows you to speak for her?
Yes.
And she would agree with you?
Yes.
Okay.
For the purposes of this hearing, this evening.
For the purposes of the hearing only, yeah. Mr. Chang. Turns out she's the bookkeeper, so you know how that works.
Well, that's a good setup.
Yeah.
Good setup.
That will conclude our presentation on behalf of the applicant. If you have any questions, we'll remain standing to see if they're what we can do to answer the questions of the commission.
All right, sir. We appreciate that. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Drummond, do you have any employees?
Two.
Do you plan to increase the number of employees?
Probably not. I'd like to stay small.
And I see that you're requesting signage of not to exceed 6 square feet on each side.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about a sign.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that answers all my questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Smith?
Just one question. Mr. Drummond, do you have deliveries on site? Do you have deliveries?
UPS, sir? Yes.
So they're UPS-type vehicles, not tractor and trailer?
No, just UPS. Once in a while, we get like an eight-wheeler delivery truck, you know, maybe once every couple months.
Thank you.
Okay. That's all. All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Rawls?
No questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
I looked at an aerial photograph of the site, and in the aerial, I'm not sure what the date is, but it showed what appears to be 6 or 7 utility trailers. Is that normal on site?
Yeah, enclosed race car trailers.
That's the trailer that was another owner brought in for his to store his race car, and you just use that, or are they your trailers?
Two of them are mine, and the rest are customers.
So you have basically two vehicles or two trailers?
I have
utility-type trailer, basically, for hauling race cars.
Yeah, enclosed car trailer.
Yeah. And so you have two vehicles or trucks or whatever you use to haul those?
I have a motorhome that I tow the one trailer with.
Okay.
Two of them.
And what would your what would your hours be, normal?
8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and then 9 to 1
on
Saturday.
Closed on Sunday, Mr. Lang.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. We thank you very much. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1851, Steve Drummond?
Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name, please. You may have the floor.
My name is Tom Dunn, and I happen to be his neighbor. And I've lived there actually longer than he has. And he's very considerate, takes care of his property, and I have no problems with him at all.
Are you an immediate next-door neighbor?
Yes.
Okay.
Right beside him.
All right, then.
Not a problem at all. Good guy.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Brian Kunkowski. I'm a friend and as well as a customer of Mr. Drummond. I've lived locally here in Sussex County for some 35 years, and Mr. Drummond's operation is a very clean, quiet operation, and he provides a very top quality service. And I think that he's a definite asset to the economy and the community of Sussex County. So that's what I'd like to say.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Thank
you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1851? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.